This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
High levels of the air pollutant ozone still plague a few Wisconsin counties along Lake Michigan's shoreline. This month, a team of scientists has been taking to the sky and water in that region to better map the source of some of the chemicals that create ozone. The gas can be harmful to breathe and is the main ingredient of urban smog. Chuck Kornbach reports.
Health alerts called ozone advisories aren't as common as they used to be. You can partly thank cars for that. Most vehicles these days put out less of the emissions that form harmful ozone on sunny days. Same goes for many industrial smokestacks. But on June 2nd and the 11th, the Wisconsin DNR announced that ozone levels in five counties along Lake Michigan had entered an orange category. That meant the air those days was unhealthy for sensitive groups like the elderly, children, and people with respiratory ailments. It's no surprise to scientist Brad Pierce of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, that ozone remains a concern along the western shore of the lake. He says this time of year, wind often brings cooler air off the water to collide with warmer air over the land.
What that does is it leads to transport of pollutants from along the shore, Chicago, Milwaukee, and various point sources along the way, and they tend to narrow themselves and converge right along the lakeshore.
Pierce, who's based at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says ground monitors show ozone readings right along the lake are higher than just a few miles inland. At least one major study in the 1990s looked into the issue, but Pierce, lead researcher on this year's effort, says another look is justified because monitoring technology has improved. He also says various businesses that find it tougher to expand when there's a local ozone problem have asked for more measurements. Some of the readings are being taken miles in the air. A plane owned by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, prepares for takeoff from Truax Field in Madison. It's heading for high above Lake Michigan near Sheboygan. NASA scientist Jay Alsati says a sophisticated instrument on board called GeoTasso will try to create a two-dimensional map of plumes of ozone and another chemical, nitrogen dioxide.
We're trying to find what is the most efficient bang for the buck, really. What types of emissions are contributing to poor air quality in particular areas, and under what conditions.
The ozone study also makes use of a research boat. This NOAA vessel has been taking EPA scientists up and down the lake. At the Sheboygan Harbor, EPA researcher David Williams says holes in the mast take in air that goes to computers below deck for analyzing. Williams says there's a typical pattern.
So in the morning you'll see higher numbers of the nitrogen compounds, and then the ozone starts forming and converts that nitrogen compounds into ozone. So we get higher ozone measurements in the afternoon.
Also at Sheboygan, UW-Madison space science and engineering researcher Tim Wagner has spent a lot of the last month in a trailer filled with a bank of computer screens and instruments that measure wind, temperature, and air particles. Wagner says he's looking at how the conditions might affect the pollutants.
We can use that to create better models, to better forecast when the bad air days are going to be. We can help narrow down where we need to start doing better pollution control.
The ozone research project comes as President Donald Trump's EPA has given states another year to comply with tougher ozone limits approved by President Barack Obama. The scientists emphasize any decision about whether their findings will lead to changes in ozone laws is up to politicians and agency administrators. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.